Maybe you've seen one, a box that's a little bigger than a bird feeder, but with books instead of birds, and a sign that says, take a book, return a book. It's called Little Free Library. You'd think you'd welcome them anywhere, but apparently not in Leawood, Kansas. City leaders there said 9-year-old Spencer Collins had to take his Little Free Library out of his front yard after neighbors objected. Well, tonight, the Leawood City Council takes up the question of whether Spencer can put it back. We know. Maybe it's a small headline, but Little Free Libraries are a big movement, as we'll find out. The Collins family is wrapping up a vacation in Minnesota. Spencer and his dad, Brian, join us from the studios of Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. Hi, Spencer.
Hi.
And hi to your dad, too. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
And also with them is Todd Bull. He and Rick Brooks founded the Little Free Library movement. Hi, Todd.
Hi.
And Spencer, start with you. How did you get this Little Free Library?
Well, my mom, she went to Minnesota and she saw them and she really wanted them. Mm-hmm. So my grandpa put one up for Mother's Day.
Oh, and it's I'm looking at a picture of it, but how would you describe it?
Well, it's a box.
It looks like a dollhouse almost, doesn't it?
I guess.
Yeah, of course. Well, you maybe don't have one, a dollhouse that is, but it's got books inside it. What kind of books have you put in there?
I put a lot of my old books I don't read anymore in it.
Right, because why? To share the books?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, sharing books?
I like it.
So what do you think when people suddenly said, you have to take your Little Free Library down?
I didn't like it.
Why?
Well, because I really like the library, and I didn't like the idea of it being taken down.
Yeah. Well, stay right there, Spencer. We're going to bring your dad in. Brian, what did you think when people started complaining?
Well, in actual point of fact, we were out of town, and when we got back, we got a courtesy letter from the city of Leawood telling us the Little Free Library was illegal and that we had until June 19th to take it down or receive a citation.
I'm sorry to laugh, because that's tough to open up a citation, but I'm looking at a picture. It looks about 2 feet wide and maybe a foot high.
That's about right.
So why were people objecting to it?
Two things. One, according to the municipal code in the city of Leawood, they were viewing it as a detached structure, which is not allowed in your front yard. And the person who complained referred to it as an eyesore.
I would take offense at that. Spencer, how did you feel about that? Do you even know what an eyesore is?
Sorta.
Well, it's sort of something that makes your eyes sore because it doesn't look good. I think it looks pretty good. What do you think?
I think it looks pretty good too.
Yeah. Well, I want to bring in Todd Bull. Todd, first of all, how did this whole idea get started, this idea of these small structures with books inside them where people can take and return books?
Well, I built one in 2009, and I put it in my yard in Hudson, Wisconsin. And we had a garage sale in 2010, and people came by it, and they talked to it like it was a new puppy or a new kitten. They got excited. They pitched their voices. Some people hugged it, took pictures with it. And I realized that we really had something special. I tell friends that I started a nonprofit by accident.
Well, this
I didn't
is
mean to.
Right. Well, it took off. This was in 2010, and then you were given an Innovations in Reading Prize at the 2013 National Book Awards.
Yes.
How many Little Free Libraries do you think there are now around the country?
Over 18,000.
Okay, so this has been quite successful. What do you think about this idea? That is this the first time someone's objected to it?
No. We had a similar incident in Whitefish Bay out of Milwaukee, and they happened to make Time Magazine's top 10 list for worst decisions for a local government. And so when I saw this happen and I got a call from the Kansas City Star, I kind of giggled to myself because I knew it was going to start all over again and there was going to be an onslaught of media and also community outrage, which I just knew would happen.
Well, and which is good for you because now more people are hearing about the Little Free Library.
Yes. That means there'll be more Little Free Libraries.
Well, the Kansas City Star also editorialized that obviously Leawood would take a hit if people started building carports on their front yards, but a lending library is an asset. Spencer?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to the city council meeting to consider this?
Yeah.
What are you going to say there?
We've been thinking of things, and we've got it all written, but I don't have it with me here.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have a kind of a simple sense of what it might be that you'd want to say?
Well, I want to say why they should keep it, because I really want them to put it up, and I think if we give them positive reasons, it'll give them more reason to put it back up.
And what would a positive reason be?
It benefits reading.
Mm-hmm.
And as my mom said, it really benefits the community.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like something a mom would say. It's also, you're sharing. It's sharing.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, too. Well, Spencer, I wish you luck. And Todd, where do you think this, how big do you think this is going to get? How big would you want this to get?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, this has hopefully a major impact on improving literacy throughout the country. And we planned on passing Andrew Carnegie, and we thought it would take 2016, and we did it, built 2,510 by August of 2012. So our next goal is to pass McDonald's, and we hit about 55,000 libraries. We're going to put a sign on the library that says billions and billions read. You know, more burgers than more books than burgers. We thought that'd be great.
And by Carnegie, you meant?
Andrew Carnegie, yeah. We wanted to build more libraries than Andrew Carnegie, who's, you know, built more libraries in the United States than anybody else. And we tried to build 2,510, one more than Andrew Carnegie. And we passed him well over 2 years ago and, you know, like quadrupled him.
Yeah, well, we just have to say Andrew Carnegie's libraries are a little bigger.
Yeah, but they're a little bigger, but he had money and we had none, so yeah. We thought it was, you know, pretty fair.
And by the way, we'll explain how all this works. It has to be one of your libraries. People just can't do their own in a box. How does it work?
Oh, no, 65% of the people make their own. They build them out of old refrigerators and microwaves and canoes, and they do all kinds of super, super creative things. And then 35% of the people buy them from us. And if you go on Flickr and you just put in a Little Free Library, you'll see well over 7,000 photos from 70 countries and all across the United States with all kinds of Little Free Libraries. You'll spend hours looking at them.
Well, there will be one of Spencer Collins as well. Hopefully not, like, behind bars for his Little Free Library. Right, Spencer? You're not going to jail for this, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Thank you all so much for talking to us about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good day.
Okay, come on, Leawood. Todd Bowl of the Little Free Library Organization spoke with us. By the way, he says it's best that if you're going to do this, you keep up with it, you check it off, and make sure no one's putting anything but books back in your Little Free Library. And there we also spoke with 9-year-old Spencer Collins, his dad Brian. They'll go before the city council in Leawood, Kansas tonight to defend their Little Free Library. And Jeremy, you can go to Flickr, as Todd said, or go to herenow.org. We have a slideshow of these Little Free Libraries.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now on Rivington Street on the Lower East Side of New York, my old street. There's a very avant-garde Little Free Library, but they're all different styles.
Madison, Wisconsin. I'm so going to do this. I mean, we just put books out on the wall and say, take them, but now we'll have a Little Free Library. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.